pray that you would take this word and just apply it to each and every heart here and glorify your name in our midst. Just draw us close to you, Lord. And I pray that you would meet the need of everyone who's here and every family represented. In Yeshua's name, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Amen. I have to explain, first of all, for people who are visiting, we use the word Torah, and it has to be explained as to what we're talking about. Now, ordinarily, when people hear the word Torah, it means the Law of Moses, the first five books of Tanakh, the Old Testament. But in the broadest sense, the word Torah means instruction. That Hebrew word doesn't mean just the first five books, meaning the Law of Moses. It means instruction, because Yeshua, Jesus, quotes to his own people the Psalms, and he says, "Does not your law say?" And he's talking about, when he talks about the law, the Torah, and he's quoting Psalms. How is that? Because it's the broadest sense of the word Torah, instruction. So when we use the word Torah here, because we believe that the Messiah has come and that the writers of the New Covenant, which is also called the New Testament, were mainly Jewish men inspired by God to tell about the fulfillment in the Messiah, that Torah for us means all of God's instruction, beginning with Bereshit, Genesis, in the Tanakh or the Old Testament, and ending with Revelation, the last book of the New Testament. Now, you ask, why do we use the word Tanakh for the Old Testament? Tanakh is an acronym. It stands for three sections of the, what you may call the Old Testament, that's in the original Hebrew Bible. It's the same books that you use in the English translations, but it's divided differently. In the Hebrew Bible, the first five books are Torah: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. In the Hebrew, they're different words. Genesis is Bereshit. Exodus is Shemot. Now, oftentimes they'll take the first one of the words in the first sentence, like Shemot instead of Exodus, the names of the people who came out of Egypt, or they were the original families. That's Shemot. That's the first section. The second section, see, and when we take the first section, we use the letter there for the first section. And the second section is called Nevi'im. Nevi'im means the prophets. And unlike your understanding of the prophets, see, in the English version, we think of the prophets as beginning with Isaiah and going through the 12 minor prophets. But in the Hebrew, the prophets begin with the pardon me, I'm having a lapse of memory. The prophets begin with help me. What is a prophet? It begins with Joshua. Okay. Joshua is considered the first book of prophets, and it goes through the 12 minor prophets. So all of the books after Joshua through the 12 minor prophets are Nevi'im. So the third section is called Ketuvim, which is writings. The writings begin with Psalms, and it ends with Second Chronicles. Okay? That's Ketuvim. But when you say and the writings, you say in Hebrew, V'chetuvim. So the acronym for all of the Hebrew Bible is Tanakh, Torah for T, Nevi'im for N, V'chetuvim, C-H, for the writings, Ketuvim, you say V'chetuvim, so you have the acronym Tanakh, and that means in the Hebrew, the Old Testament. So you understand, they're the same books you use, but they are in a different order.